A plan that received a public hearing yesterday would kick in when the governor declares a disaster, following anything from a rural Wisconsin tornado to a Gulf Coast hurricane. Governors could also declare disasters during a major worker strike or after a terrorist attack. It's modeled after a law in New York, where GOP sponsor Neil Kedzie says the state attorney general investigated price spikes at 80 gas stations following Hurricane Katrina.
And 15 of those 80 were prosecuted and fined for price gouging as a result of this legislation.
The measure would have the state issue a warning to a retailer it finds is charging unreasonably excessive prices. If sellers don't respond, they'll be fined up to $10,000. The law would not take effect immediately. Kedzie would leave it up to the Department of Consumer Protection to come up with a formula to determine if prices go too high.
You can't just make a statement that something's excessive or exorbitant or whatever other title and not have a way to enforce it. You have to have something tangible to back it up with.
Critics say the problem is that the process of drawing up those rules will take months. An assembly panel is set to consider an alternative this morning that would not require a declared emergency to work and would take effect immediately. Governor Jim Doyle says he supports both plans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.